The first problem is on the 1st of January, the permanent law kicks in for dairy, because in the 08 bill, I extended the dairy program till December 31st. So on the 1st of January, dairy price supports go to $38.48 a hundredweight. That's the first problem that we're going to have. The next problem after that is going to be in May, when the winter wheat crop down in Texas is harvested. Then that kicks in on the permanent law if we don't have a bill passed or an extension. And wheat is $16.50 under the permanent law because it's a percentage of parity. So, you know, there's no reason to do a 90-day extension. This is strictly nonsense on their part. What could happen now, I think when they realize that milk's going to go to $38, that might motivate them to move this thing, you know. And Boehner, I've had two long conversations with John. He's always wanted to do it a lame duck. So that's one advantage we have, is that I think Boehner will be with us trying to move this thing in lame duck if we actually have a session and, you know, get anything done. Cantor, you know, I don't know what he's up to. I think from what I can tell, he's listening to Bob Goodlatte. They're both from Virginia. Goodlatte used to be chairman of the committee before me. They're close. Goodlatte, he wants this bill into next year because he wants to start over. He wants to get rid of the sugar program. He wants to get rid of my dairy provisions. He's got a bunch of other things he wants to do. So that's been his goal all along, is to try to get an extension to get into next year, because he thinks the Senate's going to go Republican. Romney's going to get elected, and then they can take the farm bill apart. So you've got a bunch of guys that are on Goodlatte's side. You've got some of them that are concerned about the food stamps, but that's not what's holding this bill up. I mean, they go home and say it's food stamps that are holding it up. That's not what it is. We can settle the food stamps in 2 hours. You know, we've got problems in the commodity title. That's going to be the biggest thing between the target prices and the revenue deal. But so I'm hoping that after the election, starting at $38 milk, that they're going to finally come to the senses and put this thing on the floor.